In the summer of 2012, the Lincoln Theater honored Gene Walker with a star on its Walk of Fame. Fitting, because that's where his love of music began. Born in Columbus in 1938, Walker quickly developed an interest in music, often stepping in the side door with his friends to check out various shows at the Lincoln. But one moment in his early teenage years, he realized the saxophone would be his instrument.
My uncle takes me downtown to Memorial Hall to see the Ellington Band with Illinois Jacket. The Ellington Band played the first half of the show, and then they closed the curtains at intermission. 15 minutes, we're back in our seats, and I'm sitting on the aisle. They open up the curtains, and to my dismay, the band is still sitting there. And they begin to play. But then the announcement comes, and now, ladies and gentlemen, Illinois Jacket. Jacket is walking down the aisle from behind us, comes up to where I am, and he turns his horn right to me and stand there and plays all kinds of horn, just to me. When I went to school Monday morning, I went to see Mrs. McGill. She was our band teacher, and I told her, I said, Miss McGill, I have to play the saxophone.
And that's exactly what he did, sitting in with older musicians in Columbus and connecting with smaller touring bands. He quickly became active in the business nationally, eventually touring with some of the most influential musicians in history.
I was with the King Curtis group, and we opened the show for the Beatles. And we went on a 14-day tour, which began at Shea Stadium.
Ladies and gentlemen, King Curtis and the Great Big Band here.
And so, you know, that has to stand out. You know, it's one of the standouts. And also, I did 5 years playing behind Jackie Wilson, and then I had a year of my own band playing behind Sam Cooke. And, you know, we all know what kind of a voice Sam Cooke had.
Walker also played with the Temptations, Aretha Franklin, Etta James, and Wilson Pickett, among others. He once spent 8 weeks in Bermuda with the Chantels on a tour. He re-entered the Columbus scene in the mid-70s, often helping younger musicians. Walker enjoyed the teaching part so much that he enrolled at Ohio State at the age of 45. After graduating with a degree in music arts in 1988, Walker spent the next 11 years teaching at OSU. He continued some spot teaching at various schools in Columbus and elsewhere. And even though he battled health problems for several years, Walker continued to perform around Columbus. He visited WCBE's Jazz Sunday program leading up to that 2012 Lincoln Theater ceremony, sharing a recent recording of one of his performances. Walker earned the name King Sax in Europe, but receiving that recognition 2 years ago at the Lincoln Theater really meant something to him.
It's nice to receive a few flowers before you're dead and gone. Believe me, I know it means a lot to me because of all the sacrifices that I've made for the musicians in Columbus. I've fought the club owners for years and promoters and try to make them pay the musician, because all of the time in my life, I run into people who feel that the musicians just play for fun. So I've always had a struggle with that. You know, it's all working out. At least more bands are, more musicians are playing today than they were back in the 50s.
Gene Walker was 76 years old. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.